You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. On the West Coast, 1108 in Texas, 1208 on the East Coast, means it's time for lunch. Gunner joins me. He in Granbury, Texas. Okay, I got a little issue I need to unburden myself, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're the man, so...
Uh-oh.
You know, Mike, I have to tell you, I'm sick and tired of this screaming and yelling that is in the media every fucking day, man. It's like, make it
smack,
make it stop, right? Is it just turn it off? Don't even entertain it?
I just sent you a picture on WhatsApp. That's my response to the media and politics right now. You see it?
Walking a duck wearing shoes?
A man with a dog in each pocket walking a duck wearing shoes. And the duck's got shoes.
So that means...
That's a real fucking duck.
That means he's lost his mind? The duck's got shoes on and he's wearing flip-flops.
He's got a leash and the duck's got shoes on and he's got a dog in each pocket. See? Exactly. That's my response to the media.
Wait, so you said that to me before I even asked you the question?
Yep, I knew you were going to ask me that.
You did?
Yeah.
I'm so tired of, it's like, and I'm tired, I'm sick of the president, I'm sick of the media, I get this.
Max, refer to the picture.
I feel like.
What in the picture makes sense?
Nothing.
My point exactly.
Nothing. He's crazy. He's crazy.
Nothing. Laugh at it.
Laugh at it? No, it's... Okay.
That's what the picture's for. A man with a dog in each pocket walking a duck wearing shoes. Silliness. Ridiculous. Like, who would ever think of that?
Yeah,
exactly. That's the media today.
It's not just the media, the president, man. Dude,
yeah,
run the country. Stop with
them.
The stupidity, the stupid shit, man. It's just like, God, I can't, like, and it's just every day. It's just like, you know, like, they have this, we're going to burn it down more today. We're going to win. I'm going to show that I'm really the one that's right.
Yeah.
Can we talk about it for a minute? Like, so what exactly is the problem? Is it still the election? Is it two points of view? What's the problem when you think about it? I mean, because, Mike, the reason I asked you this is that, you know, I was up in Sacramento a couple weeks ago, and I have friends, and it's like, dude, you can't even go to a party. Because when this stuff busts out, it's awful, you know. People just get they get crazy. They get crazy intolerant, and it's like he was telling me. He said, you know, most of the time we're not even talking about the facts either. You know, it's like what about this? What about this? What about this? It's like
perceived facts. Yeah, that's the new word.
Yeah, and so he said, you know. He said it's almost like Seinfeld Bizarro World. You know, the media plays facts and loose with the facts. And so does Donald Trump. And then they keep calling each other out based on the stuff they both do. And it's just like crazy people calling other people crazy. You know, crazy people calling other crazy people crazy. But I think my perspective, and, you know, and Mike and I have talked about this before in terms of when we have problems to solve, what do we look for? We look for the adults, the known commodity adults in the room, you know, wherever we've been in our lives. Like, all right, you walk in, you're at a meeting, and it's like there's craziness going on, and you're looking for a solution, and guys are talking during the meeting and all the rest of this stuff. And, you know, slowly but surely you can see from comments different people make, he's not an adult. She's not. Yep, she's not an adult. He sure as hell isn't an adult. But that guy right there, he's an adult, and he's with them. Okay, so I got it in at that place. I know him. He's an adult, so I've got it in there. Okay, I've got the makings of a solution because I've got at least one adult in every place. You know, so to me, what I'm looking at this like, when are the adults going to assert themselves and make this stop? And I don't. And the answer is, I don't know.
But adult conversations aren't newsworthy, really. I mean, they're boring. You know, facts are boring. Make believe is wonderful, man. That's why Disney does so well in the box office.
Really? Is that what it's come?
Ape reality.
That, and you know what, Mike? And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about. So, is it just that? And I'll bang on the media here. They want the world that they want to construct, and when it doesn't line up with it, then hell is going to pay because they didn't do this to Hillary Clinton with all her bullshit and all her lies. She didn't get this treatment because she didn't take them on? Is that why she didn't get this treatment?
She didn't get this treatment because she was speaking the media's lingo. So,
and they liked her agenda.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And that's what it comes down to. So, because I mean, she was a quintessential liar, but she never got called out for it.
They don't like Trump because one, he's called them out.
Right.
He's called them liars. How dare you call me a liar? Even if I am a liar, why would you say that?
Right.
I'm a pathological liar, but don't let anybody else know.
Right.
So, and you know, everything he speaks, they treat with fire and brimstone. This is the devil himself speaking. Have you heard yourself talk yet there at CNN? You know, how many times do you get caught? How many times do huge news anchors get caught in lies?
Well, it's, what, Brian Williams?
Brian Williams, Katie Couric, all
yeah.
of them.
Right. Dan Rather?
I mean, so now this whole story about Kellyanne Conway, about this massacre that she said, and they're just roasting her. Oh, you don't know what you know, like, okay, how many times has, you know, Brian Williams lied to the national public and got away with it? Except for one time. He got fired, and then he got rehired by another news
organization. He went to MSNBC from NBC. So, I mean, they were just – his numbers were too big, and he was too popular for them to completely cut him loose. So, you know.
Yeah. Katie Couric lied. Doctored an interview.
Right.
So it met her agenda. Got
right.
caught.
Right.
What happens to her? Nothing. Kellyanne Conway says the word – Blue Water Town Massacre and Bowling Green Massacre. Oh my God. This is unacceptable beyond measure. Like I said, no one holds the news agencies or anybody else. I mean, I'm laughing at this whole, I don't know if you saw the video of Nancy Pelosi talking about, it's been weeks since the inauguration, blah, 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 blah. And then she goes on and says, I cannot work with George Bush. And the people behind her look at each other like, this lady just said George Bush? But do the news agencies talk about her Parkinson's or something else that she must be suffering? Nope. You know, had a Republican congressman said something like that? Oh, I'd be... What world do you live in, Mr. Congressman? Where, are you okay? Do you need to go see medical attention?
No. No, it's, you know, the same thing was said about the Ruth Ginsburg, right? She falls asleep during the inauguration, and it doesn't get shown, and had that, you know, the accusation
but
is.
But justice should be removed from, because then they no longer are, you know, bipartisan.
What is?
When Ruth Ginsburg said what she said.
Oh, yeah, that's, she cuts.
She crossed the line as a justice. She took an oath. She violated the oath.
Well, she didn't violate the oath. She violated custom. But the oath is to support and defend the Constitution, blah, 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 blah. But she certainly, she becomes an advocate and certainly breaks tradition relative to the way Supreme Court justices carry themselves in terms of trying to stay above the fray. And then does that compromise, and then she raises a credibility issue in terms of, does it compromise my credibility in terms of treating these issues fairly? So
okay, let me correct you here.
Go ahead.
This is the oath of a Supreme Court justice.
All right.
I state your name, do solemnly swear
Michael Francis
that I
Knight,
will
right?
administer justice without respect to persons
right.
and do equal right to the poor and to the rich, and that I will faithfully, impartially discharge and perform all duties incumbent upon me as under the Constitution and laws of the United States.
Okay.
She violated.
How? By stating an opinion?
Against the President of the United States or a potential President of the United States?
Does that violate her oath? We're not talking about a case in front of her, though. We're talking about an election, and that's not a case in front of her.
Impartially discharge and perform all of the duties.
So you're gonna throw the general article out at me now?
Yeah. Article, yeah.
All right. So she should be removed.
Administer justice without, because when a Supreme Court justice displays an opinion that is not a case that is being presented in front, and she displays something else, that carries a lot of weight.
So if I'm a Supreme Court justice and I make a comment about the election, I'm not allowed to do that.
No.
Why not? I'm an American. I'm covered by the First Amendment. Yes.
Well, you are to a degree. We weren't in the military.
I can say what I want. I can't say it. I'm not supposed to say it in uniform.
You can.
I can say whatever I want.
Say whatever you want, but there are repercussions for what you say as an officer or an enlisted person in the United States military.
What repercussion? I mean, like, I can go do anything and...
No, you can't, Mac. What can you do? Without repercussion, if you're an active duty military person.
I can go to a rally. I can give my opinion. I can't, I'm not supposed to identify myself in any way, shape, or form, or this opinion, as belonging to the Marine Corps.
Okay, you're right. You can't identify yourself. So now, let's take that.
Well, hold on. I can't speak for the Marine Corps. Right. But I could
right.
be. So if somebody interviewed me and I went to a Donald Trump rally and they said, you know, what's your name? And I said, Mike McNamara, what do you do for a living? I'm in the Marine Corps. What's your rank? I'm a captain. OK. And they asked me an opinion question. If I've given them that information,
can't give your opinion.
I should caveat it by saying I'm only speaking for myself personally. If I've given that information, but I have what I do.
Once you've given your title, you're no longer a private citizen. You've identified yourself as a military of the Armed Forces of America. You can have opinions, just don't voice them in that audience. You can say it at a bar with your friends. You can do those type of things. But
I don't know that I agree with you, Mike. I think that the way you express it is certainly important. I don't know that we don't have that right. I don't think that, you know, again, maybe you're right. And it'd be interesting. We need to get a lawyer or somebody on to talk about that. But I can't speak for the Marine Corps. Can I not identify where I work? Do I have to keep that on the down low?
I would say yes. But once you've identified your position,
I can't have an opinion.
Yeah. Not like that.
I'm trying to think what it would sound like. Hi, I'm, you know, blah, 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 and I'm in the Marine Corps, and I think Hillary Clinton's the biggest, you know, the biggest liar on the planet.
Right.
That's wrong.
Well, she's a private citizen, though.
She's running for office in an election.
She's still a private citizen.
So Ginsburg said what she said when Trump was a private citizen.
Huh?
Ginsburg said what she said when Trump was a private citizen. He wasn't president yet.
Yeah, but he was. I think there's a little bit more emphasis on the fact of what her position is.
So you think she's more important than me as a captain in the Marine Corps?
Her opinion would be, yeah, it would be construed. It would be literally more construed as far as the importance of it. If Ruth Ginsburg said something and we said something, what are they going to listen to? She's a Supreme Court justice, Mac.
I agree. Well, I just don't know. I don't think her weight, does that carry her standing relative to her prestige, does that carry more weight than mine as a captain? I think in legal terms, no. So she's identified by her title. Can she still have an opinion as a private citizen?
If the sheriff of Orange County made a comment about crime,
yeah,
or something in those matters, and you made a counter argument, who's going to carry more weight? What opinion is going to carry more weight?
Well, his would, relative to crime. I mean, mine would probably be correct.
His would carry more weight. But just about anything, because of his political stature.
Right. But that's not supposed to impact your First Amendment right, though. Okay, we're gonna have to bring somebody on. I'm just getting tired of this. It's like, look, there's real problems in this country that really do need to be fixed, all right? And
yep.
So why don't you guys just go out back and fight it out, and you know, have some kind of cage match, and let's move on with the work of the nation. It's stupid,
yeah.
You know, it's just stupid. There's real stuff that needs to get done, and this, you know.
Well, there's real questions that need to be asked. Like one. Where do you get duck shoes made?
Those look like custom duck shoes, too, by the way. They don't look like...
Those are like all-weather
duck shoes. It is kind of stupid, though. The ducks...
Do you even wear duck boots?
Yes.
And they're all-weather? You can walk in water?
Yep. They're awesome.
But, see, my question is, why would you put
I have a duck in the first place? I have a problem with them, though, because my ankle bone gets the rubber lower of that of duck boots.
Yeah.
It rubs, like, right at the bottom of my ankle bone. You know what I mean? Have you ever had that?
Yeah.
And it's really uncomfortable. And
you know what? I just got it.
Got what?
We wear duck boots to walk in water and mud, right?
Right.
Because our feet aren't made for that type of environment.
Correct.
Ducks have to wear duck shoes to walk in our environment, concrete sidewalks and asphalt.
Sure.
Because their feet aren't made for it. Ah.
Is that why? It's not because he's just a crazy dude? Why are duck feet not made for that?
They're made for water.
Yeah, but they're amphibious animals. They're water and land.
But I don't think they're made for asphalt and concrete.
Mm.
I see it now. It's not crazy as I thought it was.
We've got a lot of research to do.
He's actually a very intelligent Indian person.
The
I think the picture.
The duck shoes.
One of the dogs, one of the little itty bitty dogs, head poking out of the pocket.
Well, hold on. Let me read you an email, Mac. Your discussion with the gunner is interesting, and I'm not sure that I know the answer either. I do believe that we have First Amendment rights. I don't think your stature in terms of how big your opinion is matters, but I'm not sure. It's certainly an interesting subject. The bigger thing relative to Ginsburg is that she violated what has been the custom of the Supreme Court justice, and that is to remain above the fray. She chose to get involved in it, and it was certainly conduct that was interesting relative to what past justices has done, which leads me to this statement. It seems to me the institutions that have governed behavior in post-World War America and the world are crumbling. It seems more like a free-for-all. The president is certainly indicative of this. The media certainly has been playing with these rules for a while. I am like you and the gunner. I'm pretty frustrated and fed up with a lot of this stuff, but there seems to be an underlying crumbling of the infrastructure that has held the world together since the end of World War II. That concerns me. Mike?
Yeah, that would be a question to ask. That would be kind of interesting to get a legal point of view on.
I agree. The legal...
Oh, by the way, Mac?
Yes?
That picture is taken in San Francisco.
Of course. I just watched a little bit of a Smithsonian thing, Aerial America thing that I watched from time to time and they were flying around San Francisco. San Francisco, very, you know, beautiful, picturesque place if you've never been, and one of the most picturesque cities in the nation, and a fun place to go. Great restaurants, great scenic beauty, and a lot of interesting cultural stuff, from Chinatown to Ghirardelli Square. Ghirardelli came to California seeking his fortune in gold. That did not work out, so guess what he did? Started making chocolate for miners. Did all right. Same thing with Levi Strauss.
I'd say you did okay.
Same thing with Levi Strauss. Came looking for gold, started making jeans. Right?
Yeah, clothing for miners.
Worked all right for him. So interesting. No, it's just interesting. From everything from the old Presidio, which is a beautiful, beautiful piece of San Francisco, right near the Bay Bridge that overlooked, you know, the entrance to San Francisco Harbor, all the rest of it. So very cool. All right, we have to take a quick break. One more email. Actually, there's two. Mac. You and the gunner, some deep shit this morning. And you two don't sound like you have it figured out. What's up? What do you mean? We don't have everything figured out. Gunner, do you have everything figured out?
Yes, I do now. I just solved why a duck got shoes.
Mike's got more figured out than I do, I will tell you that. He's kind of got it sitting there meditating in Texas, right? Things come to him, and he figures it out. And so that's good. And then one more. Hey, Mac, enjoying the conversation with the gunner. He obviously is one of the brighter bulbs in the chandelier. How about that?
Yeah, the things I think about, right?
Signed, the girl with the rack. How about that? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will talk about something that's more fun. And Mike Musselman continues with us on a Tuesday. All Marine Radio. More of it next.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the South community should be aware of.
The Global South Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsouthfoundation.org/Marines.
All I can say about militarybyowner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. Are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
More than 2 million Americans have served in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the Department of Veterans Affairs reports that approximately 11 to 20% of those warriors may have experienced symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. As we recognize PTSD Awareness Month, Real Warriors Campaign volunteer Meg Mitchum, a former Army combat medic who served in Iraq, encourages fellow warriors to reach out when they need help.
The hardest step was admitting that I needed help coping with PTSD. Once I did, my command and unit fully supported me, and I was able to get the care I needed. Getting support helped me succeed in the military and now in my civilian career.
If you or a loved one is coping with an invisible wound, resources are available and they work. For more information, visit the Real Warriors campaign at realwarriors.net or call 866-966-1020.
As we recognize the service of America's men and women in uniform, let's also honor the families who sacrifice so much every day. Military families endure frequent deployments and separations. They carry on while their loved ones are sent into harm's way and wait patiently for their safe return. If you really want to honor a veteran, look for ways to support their families and thank them for their sacrifices. Go to legion.org/honorveterans to find out how you can help.
This is Montel Williams. As a U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran, I know the sacrifice that our servicemen and women make for us every single day. If you're a veteran or a military member transitioning out of the service, help is available to you. The U.S. Department of Labor can help you get training, find a good job, or further your education. Contact the Veterans Employment and Training Service at 866-487-2365 or visit dol.gov/vets.
You're listening to Mac Talk on the All Warrior Radio Network. All Marine Radio continues, 9:37 here on the west coast of the United States. And a little bit of breaking news. The Senate, within the last few minutes, has confirmed the Secretary of Education for the Trump administration. Her name is Betsy DeVos, isn't it? Is that her first name, Betsy, Mike?
Yeah.
Betsy DeVos. So Mike Pence cast the tie-breaking vote as the Senate deadlocked. So another Trump nominee joins his cabinet. So
yeah.
So
hey.
Yes, yes.
I have our answer.
To what?
I'm reading the law.
The law.
And the military law.
You're reading the military law?
You can. Okay, so we do have the right for free speech. However,
yeah.
It must. You must do it again. Things like that, it comes down to the right to say and write what you think. And it also talks about the right and to attend peaceful demonstrations off base. All of it comes down to these caveats. Only off base, only off duty, and out of uniform. Free speech may be forbidden if it constitutes a breach of law and order.
Okay.
It also forbidden when violence is likely to result.
Okay.
Peaceful demonstrations are not a problem. Violent ones are, blah, 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 blah. And then it goes on.
So wait, off base, out of uniform.
Yes.
Okay.
And you cannot identify yourself with rank and title.
Okay.
Name,
so I can say
yeah,
that
everything
I'm in,
else.
I can say I'm in the Marine Corps, but not my rank, not my title.
Right.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, there's a bunch of DOD directives on handling this, wearing uniform, with the wearing of uniforms. Yeah, you wear a uniform to any kind. If you wear a uniform,
yeah,
if you're
another.
In uniform and you make a comment, it can be misconstrued as the United States Marine Corps' position.
God, it's certainly. You're wearing your uniform. You're speaking in uniform. Who would you be representing? Yourself? Yeah, that's not the way. That's not the way we interpret that one. Okay, now are there any such instructions relative to Supreme Court conduct?
No, there isn't. But there is. I've read there's some things. It kind of gets into that.
Shocker, right?
Yeah, it kind of gets into that. Imaginary line that you shouldn't cross because if, you know, it talks about if people know you because of your position,
yeah.
You know, politics or something else, then there is that line that you shouldn't cross. And I sent you a text on what General Dunford said, about active duty personnel.
Yeah. Active duty personnel must remain apolitical, nonpartisan, Dunford says.
Yeah, and he said that just recently.
Well, I think what that emailer, talked about is true in terms of, you know, all these. You know, the way the president acts, the way the Supreme Court acts, all these standards that we have, like it's like they're gone. It's like WWE, right? Cage match.
Yeah.
Yeah. And here comes The Undertaker, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Mankind, right? It's like at least, you know, the WWF was way more interesting than this, right? Way more interesting than this. And really funny too. For those of you who've never watched it. There's an article in the San Diego Union Tribune headlining this, Mike. Have you seen it? Could Mattis finally award Medal of Honor to Marine hero Rafael Peralta? Did you do anything that had anything to do with his Medal of Honor?
Peralta?
Yeah.
No.
Any of the different pieces, because there's been a variety of pieces that have come down through the years.
No, I have not.
Duncan Hunter believes that this was got wrong, and he wants the new Secretary of Defense to reopen it and set it right. Peralta, born in Mexico City, 1979, graduated from from Morris High School in San Diego.
A 1-3 guy from Hawaii.
Yep. Right. Later attended San Diego Community College, received his green card after enlisting in the Marine Corps in the year 2000, died an American citizen, is buried at Fort Rosecrans National Cemetery in Point Loma, one of the prettiest national cemeteries in I think, in the world. overlooks the Pacific Ocean. Part of it overlooks San Diego Bay. It's absolutely beautiful out there.
And the Ollie Burke class destroyer named after him, DDG.
Yeah, the Navy just took
115. The Raphael Prop.
I think that was the occasion. Let's see. I think they just took possession of it.
So it would have been, acquired. It says acquired 3 February 2017. Just took.
Right. So on the occasion of the Navy acquiring that, Duncan Hunter made comments saying that he hopes General Mattis reviews it and sets this right. So, do you think he'll do that?
I hope so. I mean, I had nothing to do with it. I remember it, what he did, and what he did was, if I would have been a voting member, yeah, absolutely, a Medal of Honor awardee. I hope we don't get into the medal discussion stuff because that really upsets me too. So.
Well, no, it's interesting because I don't really understand sometimes, and Mike and I have had this conversation before, but, Marine Corps is pretty stingy with medals relative to the other services. Jason Dunham, the problem, he was written up for the Medal of Honor for essentially diving on a hand grenade that ultimately killed him. But nobody saw it. So it leaves us in Iraq when I was there, Mike and I were both there, I had his helmet for a while. He put his helmet over the grenade. And then put his chest on top of the helmet. I had General Mattis gave me his helmet and he said, hey, hold on to this. And it became like a little shrine. Guys found out I had it and said, hey, could I see it? And, depending on if I liked him, I would say, no, I can't show it to anybody. But if I liked him, I'd show it to him. Nobody saw the problem, so it leaves us as a Medal of Honor. It's approved, I think it's CENTCOM, as a Bronze Star with the Combat V. And the problem it was in the rulemaking relative to the Medal of Honor, there has to be, what, Mike, two eyewitness statements or one?
Yeah, two eyewitness statements.
And there was no eyewitness statements. And what happened was his comrades said, we know what he did. Because we had this discussion back in our little squad bay, you know?
Right, but we didn't see it.
We didn't see it. And so, to me, so there's an element of doubt, like what happened. But ultimately, it was cited for Dunham. Like, why wouldn't you cite it for Dunham and his valor? And that's what I don't understand about the whole Peralta thing. What it gets down to is this argument is that, was it simply a movement his body made after he was, because he's shot in the head, or did he knowingly do that? Right?
Right.
So we're gonna split that hair. How about this? Who gives a shit? Okay?
It's just a medal.
And he did it. Okay?
Yeah.
And none of us can define when his brain stopped functioning. Right? I had a guy on. Who the hell was it? Oh, the guy who's the water guy. His name's Ensminger at Camp Lejeune. And he tells a story about why did you enlist in the Marine Corps? Well, my brother got blown up and I enlisted the next day. He got blown up in Vietnam. And then he says, yeah, my brother lost 25% of his brain and he's full up, functioning guy. What?
Right.
You know, so you hear that, it's like, okay, so who's going to say, so you're going to tell me that we're not going to give this guy the Medal of Honor because this doctor says that he couldn't, like, stop it right there. Stop it. Stop it. Peralta did this, okay? So if it's a question between the Navy Cross and the Medal of Honor and he gave his life, guess what? Stop it. But this thing has gone on. I hope he does, too.
Yeah, I hope he does.
I just think that has been stupid.
Right, that's wrong.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. And again, and if there's some doubt, just
and
like...
don't stop there. There's a lot of other guys that were given Navy crosses that I believed, you know, were Medal of Honor worthy.
They just did that big review, upgraded 118, but I don't know how many Medals of Honor were given out because of it. I didn't want to read it.
Yeah.
They want to read it. The because it really makes you angry when you look at, you know, some of this stuff, you know, especially with you know, posthumous awards. Like, are you kidding me? Boom, do it. And so I when I look at it, I don't understand. You know, there's that question relative to Dunham, and then there's, you know, there's a question relative to Peralta, and they get decided very much differently based on non-eyewitnesses or somebody else has got this to say about this. So,
yeah.
And what kind of chicken shit asshole says, oh, I don't think this should be awarded because, you know, it says here, like.
Gates.
Somebody needs to beat his ass. What did you just say?
Wasn't Gates the top guy at the time?
Yeah, but everybody loves Gates. Kelly loves Gates. All these people love Gates. And, you know, and it's like, man, like, why are you doing this then? I don't know. It's just frustrating. It's been an ongoing thing in the Marine Corps. And, you know, and then they give you this. Oh, you don't really know all the circumstances. Okay. All right. End of discussion. Okay.
Yep.
What else is on your mind? Do you want to give us a model update? Anything new on the model front?
It hasn't changed since the last update. I know I got to get in there and start finishing.
If the garage is too cold, we get that. All right. We get that.
It's too warm right now.
What? The garage is too warm?
It was like 82 degrees yesterday.
What the hell? What is going on in Texas, man? What is going on?
I don't know. We missed the high yesterday by like 1 degree.
For all-time high?
Yeah. All-time high was like, I think, 83, and we were at 82. Or it was at 82, and we were at 81, but it was like 1 degree.
Okay. Email question. Hey, Matt, could the Gunner go over that political stuff again? And don't I recall some female Marine in her dress blues putting stuff all over the internet talking about endorsing Hillary? Was that legit? Was that somebody in a costume? Do you remember that? I remember that. Do you remember that, Mike?
I remember that.
All right. And, Mike, go over what you can do.
You can participate in a non-violent protest as long as you are off duty, off base, and don't use your name and your title and your no uniform. So yes, should she be prosecuted to the full extent? And I don't know if she was.
No, come on.
I could just hope that she was.
She was not.
But
I know she wasn't.
I know she wasn't.
You know she wasn't.
The times are changing.
The customs are out the window.
You can prosecute these people.
I made a mistake. I violated the UCMJ. I know that's going to surprise some people, but when I was in Volusia, I ran for political office. I didn't know you weren't supposed to do that. And so...
Right.
So Colonel Nicholson at the time, I went to him and I said, hey, sir, do you care if I put my name in to run for city council in my town? He said, no, I think it's awesome. But I never even dawned on me to check with the SJA. Why would anybody, whose interest would it be in preventing me from doing that? So I do it and so I get elected. And then I get told that the staff judge advocate for the MEF wants to see me. And then I have my rights read to me, that I violated the UCMJ and, you know, there was going to be an investigation and blah, 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 blah. I was like, what? And they were like, no shit, man. And I was like, I couldn't believe it. Honestly, Mike, I could not believe it. And it all worked out.
Yeah, it all worked out.
It all worked
That's
out.
Not a big deal. That's not like, that's not a, I don't think that is a crime.
I had guys emailing me, hey, man, how did you do that? I checked with my SJA, and he told me I couldn't do it. I'm like, yeah, I never checked with mine. Under the broad heading of better ask for forgiveness than permission, which if you want to know one of the things Mike and I truly have in common, right, that probably will be on one of our gravestones, okay?
Yes. I was not a big ask for permission guy. I was really good at begging for forgiveness.
Yeah. Like, do you know how many people will say no in the Marine Corps?
Everybody.
Everybody. Right?
Because no means no work.
Yeah.
No means I get to go home early. No means I don't have to exert any effort into something.
Right. Right. So you just get tired of it. When you're trying to get stuff done, you just get tired of it. And they ask you, what are you doing? Nothing. Oh, really? Well, I saw this. Yeah. I don't know what you saw, but I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
Really?
What it worked out in my favor was I accomplished what my mission was. So, yeah, people were upset. Yeah, everybody got up mad at me because I didn't do it the right way. But in the end, you know, I always had the boss that was like, hey, knock it off. You got the job done.
That's right. You got the job done.
And there's me sticking my tongue out behind his back.
You know what? And that was the worst. That was the part they hated the most because they knew Mike was doing
it.
Even if he was standing there not making a face, they knew that inside.
Just looking at him.
He was sticking his tongue out big time.
Yep.
Big time.
But it was for a good effort. And you know what? I told people, if I was ever prosecuted for helping Marines,
right,
please. Yeah. No one is going to, they're going to yell at you. They're going to scream at you. The hell, they'll tip a desk on you. I had that happen. You know, flip a desk on you.
Somebody flipped a desk on you?
Yeah, a couple times. They actually flipped their own desk. They were so mad. But in the end, you know what? I was right. And I just stood there. Okay. Can you help picking this up? No? Okay.
Yeah. San Francisco announced free community college for all residents. San Francisco's mayor announced Monday that the city would make college education free to all of its residents through the City College of San Francisco. The initiative made possible through a tax on property sold for at least $5 million is expected to begin next fall. To California residents who are living in San Francisco, your community college is now free. Any San Franciscan who lived in the city for at least a full year will be eligible regardless of their income. The San Francisco Chronicle reported Supervisor Jane Kim likened the agreement to public schooling for K-12 students, saying that City College would be free for all as well. Even the children of the founders of Facebook can go for free. So, I don't know that I'm against that. You know, the problem with government is somebody just got their taxes raised. And at some point that has an effect. And California is great at riding this this set of twin towers. I read a really interesting article in the Wall Street Journal about it, and it is, you know, California loves to fancy itself green, but the only thing that has allowed, you know, California's economy to continue is fracking. Because if gas goes to $4 a gallon, the people that live out in Riverside and out in Temecula that commute every day, you know, to, you know, live in the California dream, they're crushed by that. They're financially crushed by that. And when gas goes up $1.50 and you're filling your tank every second or third day, that's money that they can't spare. And yet California, you know, fancies itself like this. But I don't know that I'm against that. It's just, you know, what do you want to fund? You know, and now we fund breakfast at school. We fund lunch at school. We bus your kids to school. We take care of them in after school programs. And now, you know, 2-year college is free. That's a lot of money. And let me tell you, as somebody who got elected, let me tell you, there's one organization that never has enough money, And that is your local school district, man. They can spend it. They've always got great ideas. They always need more money. They always need more facilities. It's a beast. Education is a beast. And so there you have it. Good news. All right, man. What do you got going for the rest of the day?
Shoot, man. I don't know.
What?
I'm living. It's hour by hour, man.
Hour by hour?
Yeah.
I love that.
Minute by minute. Second by second.
Are you going to make any food today? Pickles or anything like that?
No. Not today. Today I feel just lazy. It's like, tired. I'm just sitting around like, yesterday I thought too much. Burned myself out.
There you go. I'm with you though. I'm getting tired of it.
Yep. That's why I always refer back to the man walking a duck with shoes with two dogs in his pocket. Because you know what? That's what it is, man. It's how silly and nonsense the nonsense that is going on today in the world. So when that makes sense to me, then you know what? It's good.
It's time for Mike to go take a walk.
Yeah.
All right, with the duck. All right, man. Thanks for the visit.
All right. Talk to you later, Mike.
There you have it. Let me read you one more email. Hey, Mac, I'm listening today, and I have to tell you that I very much feel the same way. And it's puzzling to me why this is distressing me, period. I wouldn't think it would. I've never been that much of a fan of what goes on in Washington, D.C. I've always kind of took it with a grain of salt. But for whatever reason, I'm with you. I really don't care for the tone across the nation. It's like a bloodbath everywhere you look. My experience over the weekend at a Super Bowl party was it started there, too. Somebody made a comment about Trump. Somebody made a comment about Hillary. Somebody made a comment about the ban. Somebody made a comment about the media. And then mercifully the host stepped in. And said the party would end if it didn't stop. And thankfully it stopped and she did the right thing. But it's brutal. It's honestly brutal. But I'm surprised it's affecting me the same way it seems to be affecting you and Mike. Interesting. Appreciate the perspective. Appreciate the show. Have a great Tuesday. I agree. Have a great Tuesday. My thanks to John Paxton for coming on. He is the executive director, Korean War veteran, Vietnam War veteran of the Marine Corps Combat Correspondents Association. You can find them on the internet. And if you're a combat correspondence person, check them out. They're looking for you. Am I also privileged to have the commanding general of the 4th Marine Division on today, Brigadier General Paul Lebanon. And very cool for him to come on. The second time he's come on, we talked about the operations of the 4th Division, how integrated they are into the active duty component. And also a mental health aspect of it. And he gave a very very candid answer, which was very cool. Very candid answer to when I asked him, is it okay to put your hand up if you're on active duty, if you have mental health issues? He said, well, I know what I'm supposed to say. He said, but, you know, it's a little bit more complicated than that. The bottom line is, though, you got to put your hand up. You got to put your hand up, and you got to get the help. And you can sort your career out afterward. You know what? And that's probably the most candid answer I've ever got to that question. Have a great Tuesday. All Marine Radio. We'll be back tomorrow. All Marine Radio out.